Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Y98, Niall Horan on the morning show. Is it Niall Horan that's maybe dating Haley Steinfeld?
I don't keep up with the youngsters dating. I know I should, but I feel creepy.
I think it is.
Okay, well, good for them.
Today, it looks like mid-60s and some rain on and off. 59 now downtown.
You know, it's President's Day, and of course they did a survey. Kevin's our president enthusiast on the show. Both of his children are named after presidents.
That's right.
And so, of course, they did a poll on who's everyone's favorite president. And it was a tie for number one, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama. They each got 16% of the vote.
That surprises me, because to me, Abraham Lincoln,
he's number three.
Oh, well, he only preserved the Union. I'm sorry.
I didn't want to upset you. Then George Washington and FDR tied for fourth, JFK sixth, and then Bill Clinton and President Trump tied for seventh at 5% each. What about all the rest?
Right.
I have no idea.
Don't you think most people aren't like Kevin, where they can
tell you a little bit about him?
They know George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and the presidents of the last 20, 30, 40 years.
All right, Kevin, who's your favorite president? Gosh. It's Abraham Lincoln.
I think Abraham Lincoln's the number one.
Who's number two?
Number two is probably Thomas Jefferson. I'm also a Kennedy fan. I like Jackson. I mean, I named my kids after them.
And this could go on all day and bore everyone.
Wow. What about Alexander Hamilton? I'm just kidding.
I thought I'd ask you guys, what's your favorite movie president? Mine is...
Kevin Kline?
No, Andrew Shepard.
Oh.
Andrew Shepard in American President.
Yeah.
It's a tie. Morgan Freeman did a fine job in that that disaster movie, too, as the president.
What's the one with
Tia Leone? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's not Armageddon.
So yours is Dave.
Just joking. I was like the first actor president that came to mind.
Andrew Shepard. Yeah. I'm sorry, but he wins, I think. Because you've got, Sorkin's lines.
Yeah. Right.
Douglas.
And I am the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about some crazy flights.
Trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
With a capital T, that rhymes with P, and that stands for plane.
That stands for plane.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here and right now.
Right now.
Gotta figure a better way to travel. Next time, take the train.
Every passenger is gonna have trouble.
I think Guy commissioned that jingle, and he's not here anymore, so you don't have to play it.
I'm sad that he didn't just take it with him.
Yeah, right? I think we should maybe put it in an envelope and mail it to him.
I saw this last week. Did you see the footage of the 3-year-old on a flight, a 7 or 8 hour flight from Germany to New York?
Yes.
That threw
a Lufthansa flight?
Yes.
Yeah.
That threw a tantrum. For 8 hours.
And someone videotaped it.
Yeah, I don't know about the videotaping, but man, I can't imagine being on that flight. There had to be something wrong with that kid.
The screaming was intense. I was wondering, and I did look something up, and the airline said that they couldn't, what was the exact wording? Like, they couldn't comment further because of the person's private, it's something about private medical issues. Oh, they couldn't comment further because of the individual's medical privacy. So that makes me think that there maybe was an issue.
I don't know. I just saw the video and I felt for everyone involved, but I know if I were on that flight, I'm already scaredy cat when it comes to flying. I have a big fear of flying. I can't even imagine what that would have done. I can't imagine. I may have been that kid with the amount of alcohol I would have drank.
Right.
But it seemed like it was over the top, like something.
And someone said the mom wasn't really doing anything.
I don't know.
I wondered, too, did they give the kid something that had an adverse reaction? Like, I know people who have given, and I'm not endorsing this, but they've given their kids, like, Benadryl to knock them out. And in some kids, it promotes hyperactivity.
Oh, so...
Worse.
I give my kids Dramamine because they both have gotten sick on like planes and in cars
out.
And it does for one of them. Like Finn, I can give him like half a child's tablet and he's out for the entire flight. Nora, she's younger. I could give her like quadruple the dose and she's still awake and moving around, just not sick.
Oh no.
Which I really need her to be the one to like calm. And listen, I used to be, before I had kids, I was annoyed at people screaming on the plane, kids screaming on the plane. And then I had my first child who was a perfect flyer. And I like patted myself on the back.
Mom of the year.
I started flying with him at a young age. He's just used to it. I'm great. I'm so great. I know more about parenting than you do. And then I had the second one and she is the devil on a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, constantly moving around, wouldn't take a pacifier so then her ears would be bothered.
Distract her with things as easily.
Nothing worked. Like the first one, the sound of the plane's engine, white noise, asleep. Asleep until the plane would land and he'd wake up and ask when it was taking off.
Lucky guy.
The second one, constantly moving, trying to make sure she doesn't kick the seat in front of her or like talk to the people behind her. I mean,
do you think there'll ever be a time where we have adult flights? I mean, there are adult resorts.
Oh, it's like Adult Swim.
But that doesn't happen anymore, even though I wish they'd bring it back since I'm old now.
They talked about having airlines put all of the children in one section, but it's not like it's soundproof.
A cry room?
Maybe you could make that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, guess what? We have access to the bathroom in the back, so too bad.
I'm not going
to
work on that, Kevin. Okay, but then this one made me laugh. There was a flight from Dubai to Amsterdam. They had to make an emergency landing last week because it was leaking gas. But not the plane. There was a farter on board.
Oh.
Apparently there was an elderly, chubby guy on the plane who was letting them rip. Two guys were sitting next to him, asked him to stop, complained to the flight attendants. The pilot even got involved. And
what did the guy say?
He just kept throwing them.
Did he? Stop.
That's a poop.
Okay, enough. Enough. That's gross.
It's funny.
So what, the guy didn't say anything? He just like,
I don't know.
He didn't deny it, but he didn't answer them.
I don't know if he responded or just threw. No, that doesn't work. I needed a fart right there.
Sorry.
Well, a fight broke out on the plane. The plane had to make an emergency landing in Vienna. Police escorted the four people off the plane. Two guys who started the fight. And two other women. The gassy guy, I guess, got to stay on.
What
were the women of? I didn't read this thoroughly before doing it.
Demand for top talent is at an all-time high.
198. It's 8:10 with the morning show and Bruno Mars with 24 Karat Magic. I was had a little nice little Sunday. Doing a little shopping at Target yesterday.
Did you make it to Bed Bath & Beyond?
I didn't, but it's right next door. Went to Trader Joe's too, but there was someone I saw in Target. She was wearing a sweatshirt that said, "Can't adult today." And I thought, well, I mean, I think you're doing pretty well. You're
out.
Yeah.
You're at Target.
Yeah.
Clearly running errands. You're semi-adulting. But I'm kind of over people using adult as a verb, like adulting. No, just part of being an adult is not using adult as a verb.
I liked it when it first came out. I thought it was clever and cute. Now it's not as clever.
Overused.
Yes.
Well, there's a list of the top things that make you an adult.
Oh, Lord. I hope I'm an adult.
Let's see.
I'm very immature.
This one I don't even know how you could do and survive. Buying groceries regularly instead of stocking up once a month.
Who does that?
Once a month? What are you living on? Yeah. Boxes of mac and cheese?
You know, when there's no... I'll tell you, the only time that I'm like, okay, I can usually make do with stuff in the pantry.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you when what I cannot make do with, when I am out of paper towels, I live my life based on paper towels.
I was at Target because I had to buy toilet paper yesterday.
Toilet paper is another one, but man, when you don't have paper towels, I don't know what... I feel like I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I use them forever. I think I probably overuse paper towels.
Well, and people who are buying groceries once a month clearly are not eating enough fruits and vegetables because that stuff goes bad. That's why we have to shop every week.
Or they're dining out a lot.
Yeah. Keeping your house clean. Okay.
I get about a half point on that. I can be better. I blame my mother for having housekeepers since when I was really young throughout my teenage years. I didn't have chores. Nick didn't have chores. We're choreless.
That's why you need to have kids so they do the chores for you.
Yeah, that happens. Okay.
Paying into a retirement account.
Yes.
Yeah. Making your own financial decisions without asking mom and dad.
Yeah.
Buying a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have done that sooner.
Yeah. I think sometimes it takes a little bit longer because we don't think we can do it, but you can.
You can.
You can, and it's just...
It's so much smarter than throwing money away on rent.
Yeah, I know. House is a big commitment, but I mean...
Get something in your price range.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
Yeah.
Having insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, any kind, I guess. Yeah. I did go in my 20s, which is dangerous looking back on it. I went for a while without health insurance.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. I think I've always worked somewhere where that was provided.
Well, it was when I think it was back before your parents could have you on their insurance.
A certain time.
Yeah. And then we had been drinking and we went to the batting cages and I had a ball hit my hand and it blew up and I went to get an x-ray and it cost my parents a fortune. I had to hear about that for a long time.
That and the fact that you didn't take that scholarship money.
Right, right. That too. Yeah, I turned down a full scholarship to go to a state school. Brilliant. Brilliant over here. Moving out of your parents' place.
Yeah, I did that early. I was ready.
My brother took the full scholarship to college, but that included room and board at mom and dad's house. And then after a while, he wouldn't leave. Well, of course he wouldn't leave. You made all of his meals and did all of his laundry. Mm-hmm. I said, tell him to leave, especially like his senior year of college. I said, I think he needs to experience some of his college career, like living in a house with his friends, had no interest.
I'm just thinking of my life. I moved out with my brother. Then my brother found love. So then I had to move back home. In fact, I stayed.
Is that when you moved into the basement?
I moved into the
basement. How old were you?
In my mid-20s.
And was your dad still around then?
Yes. And then I went back to school. And then when my dad passed, I was still living at home. In fact, I lived at home longer than my mom did. My mom actually bought another house. And I was still living in the house.
Wait, what? Your mom wasn't even living there?
She wasn't even living there.
Were you still in the basement?
I was still in the basement.
Wait, hold on. Your mom moved out of the house and you didn't move into an upper floor basement?
What?
Yeah. Or upper floor room?
Why didn't she sell the house? Because
of you? Well, she did. Well, she eventually did, but it was, my brother was going through a divorce, so then he came back, so we were roommates again.
It's a flop house for the kids.
Yeah. He found love and then he didn't. He lost love.
Right. So, but those were good times.
Well, how old were you when you finally moved out of the basement?
I think 28, 27, 28. I can remember still, I remember when I was working here, I was still living in the basement.
Yeah, I do. That's why we talk about it so often. Yeah. Right. With all your G.I. Joes.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it, kids. If you can do it.
There's a little something wrong with it, kids. I mean, I get saving money, but come on. Having a budget. That's number three as far as being an adult. I know a lot of adults that still don't do that. They sort of have a budget. They have a very loose budget. Doing your own laundry. In that case, my brother was not an adult until he was 37.
37.
Doing your own laundry.
Does he ever listen to us?
No.
He needs to know all the terrible things you say about him.
Maybe he does, Greg. And that's why we don't talk very often. And number one, paying your own bills.
Yeah, I did that for, I mean, really a very early. Although, if I was in trouble, I knew I could go back. I did have a parking ticket problem in my early 20s that my dad had to bail me out of big time.
Oh, didn't your sister, like, end up in jail because of
it? That was a different story, Jen.
The Missouri Wine Wobble is a wine mix.
Oh, let's start with Audio Gold. I hope you enjoy it because we are going to be using it for a long, long time. Fergie singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet
the what?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, the crowd.
What do the players do?
Draymond Green actually laughed, and Jimmy Kimmel was in the crowd, and he was smiling. You knew he was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. What channel was that All-Star game on? It wasn't on any of the main networks, like TBS or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, maybe it was. Yeah. It is not. But
somebody said, ABC Fergie man? Owes us all an apology. Another person tweeted that she was trying to go full Winehouse with the song. Listen, let's not slid. Her peak Amy Winehouse was solid. Somebody else thought she was trying a Marvin Gaye moment.
Oh, it was just it was a mistake. Just sing it.
Shaq said he thought it was sexy, and Charles Barkley joked that he needed a cigarette when it was over, when they were talking during the halftime report. Don't know about that.
Move over Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because Fergie's now in town. Right.
Bonnie Tyler's like, thank God.
Yeah.
I never thought I would want people to stop talking about me again, but SportsCenter interviewing Jamie Foxx before the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game on Friday night. Apparently, he and Katie Holmes spent Valentine's Day together and played basketball. I'm sure she was like, oh, great, thanks. But Michael Smith from SportsCenter dared to go there.
Oh, what, you're not allowed to ask him?
Did you and Katie Holmes play basketball for Valentine's Day? You know, they rarely are spotted together. When people reference them as a couple, they get uncomfortable, which happened during the Golden Globes pre-show, like the day before. So when he asked the question about the two of them on Valentine's Day, Jamie just took off his headset and walked away.
Secret lovers, yeah, that's what we are. It's so, so, so real. So real. So real.
Yeah. We just wanted to dig an
excuse. I wanted to keep snapping.
Atlantic Star.
Black Panther. Oh my gosh. Breaking records everywhere. 192 million at the box office. That's not even taking into account President's Day. It's going to make even more with that. Now the biggest February opening. Sorry, Deadpool. Biggest pre-summer opening weekend ever. Sorry, Beauty and the Beast. Biggest superhero with only one hero. Sorry, Iron Man 3. And biggest opening for a movie with a black director. Sorry, F. Gary Gray. It's slaying the competition. The other two films that were new this weekend, not so good. James Beard Awards. The nominees were announced on Friday. This is like the Oscars and the Grammys all rolled into one for chefs. And we have four St. Louis chefs up for best chef in the Midwest. Lona Luo for Lona's Lil Eats. Lil Eats, Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Slider House on there?
No.
Because I just went there this weekend. It was fine.
Elia's chef, Ben... I'm mispronouncing his name. Ashley Shelton for Sardella. And three-time nominee now, Mike Randolph for Privado.
Oh, awesome. That's great. I think that more and more people are discovering St. Louis has got some unbelievable restaurants.
Vicia up for Best New Restaurant. And Tony's first appearance as a semifinalist nominated for Outstanding Service. It's about time. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, March 14th, we'll find out the finalists. And then the gala is Monday, May 7th, whatever that means. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
I was going to say, didn't we just find out the finalists? Or not? I'm confused.
Splitting up their fortune. Well, we talked in the 640 Schmig about how there's no marriage license to be found. So were they even married? Or did they just have a friend perform some sort of ceremony in their backyard and they never really signed any legal documents? Well, splitting up their fortune is pretty simple because all of their properties they owned before they got married and they were kept in their own names. So Jennifer, she is listed, it's listed as her sole and separate property, her mansion in Bel Air and her house in the Hollywood Hills. And then Justin owns the Greenwich Village apartment in New York City, and Jennifer's name was never included.
Oh, so easy peasy.
Yeah.
And as far as their money, he won't get any of her friends' money because she had that job, even though she gets residual syndication money. That job was secured before she met Justin Theroux in 2007. Won't be up for grabs. Same goes with his most well-known project, Tropic Thunder. So it looks like there's no money or assets really to split. It's very odd.
It is odd.
Interesting. And I don't know why I care so much. Oh, and BAFTA's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri won last night. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, I recorded it.
Online at Y98.com. Elton John getting nailed in the face with Mardi Gras beads. And we have celebrity birthdays to address.
Let's do it.
Okay.
No Lance today. He's off. He likes to celebrate President's Day. This is a good sleeping day.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. On this day, Coca-Cola introduced Cherry Coke. How old is Cherry Coke?
We have to guess that.
Sure.
I'm going to say 30 years old.
52?
33.
Yeah.
In 1985. There you go. Happy birthday, Cherry Coke. How about Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things?
14.
That's right.
Ah,
oh, nice.
How about Smokey Robinson?
Go ahead, Kevin. You can go first.
72.
81.
78. And Jeff Daniels.
I watched an interview with him. You know, he lives like in Nebraska or somewhere like that, so he could be have a normal life. He's very serious about
his craft.
Acting. He really, it's like, chill out a little, Jeff.
I'm a serious
you were
well,
dumb and dumber.
I think he's trying to, don't you think in every interview he gets asked about Dumb and Dumber? Because that was probably one of his most successful movies, like mainstream movies. I'm a serious actor too. Yeah, we know.
I'm going to say he is 56.
61.
63.
Oh. Okay.
There you have it. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And no Lance.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show, minus Mr. Lance Hildebrand, but Jen's here, Kevin's here. Thankfully, Jen's here, because I don't know how we would have done this movie trailer contest without you.
I don't know how we really did it.
So, all week long, we are celebrating movies because we want you to get ready for the Oscars, and this way you'll have time to go see your favorite movies. So, we're giving away movie passes all week long, a couple times a day. You get movie passes to Marcus Werenberg Theaters. And what we've done is taken a classic movie and used the trailer voice guy. And Jen will be reciting the line from a classic movie. Your job, your one job, is to just tell us what the movie is.
He's a criminal's worst nightmare, a cop who enjoys the danger. He was ready to retire. Now he's gonna wish he had. If these guys can just stand each other, the bad guys don't stand a chance.
Yeah, so if you know what the movie is, call us. First one in wins tickets to Marcus Werenberg Theater. 314-531-9898. From Illinois, 618-397-9898.
I think we play it one more time.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
I mean, do it one more time.
I'm almost ready.
He's a criminal's worst nightmare, a cop who enjoys the danger. He was ready to retire. Now, he's gonna wish he had. If these guys can just stand each other, the bad guys don't stand a chance.
Okay, we've already got people guessing. Jen, you did a fine job.
I'm impressed.
Let's go to line one. I don't know the name. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it Lethal Weapon?
It is Lethal Weapon.
Yes!
Yeah!
Congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to Marcus Werenberg Theaters. By the way, $5 Movie Tuesdays at Marcus Theater. See movies for only $5 every Tuesday. Magical Movie Rewards members receive complimentary popcorn.
All right, congratulations. We'll play again the movie trailer game tomorrow morning on Y98.
Y98 and Healthcare Family Credit Union want to celebrate and recognize.
Bruno Mars, marry you on the Courtney and Company show at 9:38.
All right, it's President's Day. Did you know that? That's why you're off work. Yes. Okay, so I have some questions for you.
We'll quit.
Kevin's Mr. President. But Jen's smart, so we'll see how you do. This is a fact or fiction, fact or crap, true or false. I don't care how you answer.
Okay.
President's Day was created by a department store as a reason to hold a sale. It was not created by the federal government.
False.
I would say false.
It's a fact.
Oh.
Really? The government decreed that the third Monday in February would be a holiday called Washington's Birthday, but apparently President's Day was better at attracting customers. And the name stuck.
Funny.
Wow.
The president is charged for any meals he and his family eat in the White House.
True.
I think that's got to be fiction.
It's true.
Whoa!
They get monthly bills for food, dry cleaning, and toiletries. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, right.
I would just think that you're there.
You just deduct it from my paycheck.
Yeah. It's weird.
Before taxes.
The president of the U.S. doesn't need a passport.
False.
True. He does, but he gets a special one that's issued for free.
So we were kind of right.
Yeah, you are. Mount Rushmore was supposed to show all four presidents down to their waist, but they ran out of funds in 1941, so we just get their heads.
I believe that is true.
I'm going to say true because I think it's funny. Oh,
it's
my gosh.
True. Let's see. Okay, the first assassination attempt on a president happened in 1835 when a guy named Richard Lawrence tried to shoot Andrew Jackson, but his gun jammed. And Jackson beat him up with his cane.
True.
You got to go with Kevin.
I know.
That.
Rennie's so...
He's so...
He declares true.
You know that story, Kevin?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
But I figured Jackson was a hotbed of controversy, and there were a lot of people who did not like him.
Yes, I totally agree.
And the last one I'm not going to do. I think that's enough. It's kind of dirty.
Really?
Oh, well, you put it out there.
Okay, during a cabinet meeting, when asked why the U.S. went into Iraq, President George W. Bush reportedly whipped it out and said, this is why.
False.
You know what? That sounds so crazy. It's got to be false.
It's false. But Lyndon B. Johnson did do that when asked about Vietnam.
What?
Really?
And apparently he would do that.
He whipped it out.
He was
a
the
lot?
Original Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he would reportedly do it at random times. Happy President's Day!
Right?
Can't wait to feel better.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.